So you'll recall the way that we got here is Anthropic developed Mythos, and they restrained themselves from releasing it and partnered with the federal government, allowed access to a few sort of trusted large players. And the concern there was that Mythos was so powerful, it could easily identify all of these security glitches where it would make it very easy for nefarious actors to hack into various systems. Fable 5 was supposed to be Mythos with a lot of guardrails. So it was supposed to be sort of like the safe version of Mythos. Then you have Amazon reportedly coming in and saying, hey, we found some problems with Fable 5. We don't think that this is tenable. We think that this is unsafe. The Trump administration reacts. They say, okay, no foreign national can have access to this. This basically de facto makes it so that Fable 5 has to be pulled. So all of that is a long way of saying we're now getting some more information about Mythos and just how powerful and potentially concerning it really was. Let's put this Economist excerpt up on the screen here. So they said here that on June 11th, Mark Warner, the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said that General Joshua Rudd, who leads the National Security Agency and the Pentagon Cyber Command, had told him Mythos broke into almost all of our classified systems. Not in weeks, but in hours. In hours, Mythos was able to break into all of our most classified systems.